having been a war correspondent, having worked in the world's most attention-grabbing situations, Anna Bodkin has come to the realization, she says, quote, that it's always the lives of people that matter. Since focusing on their lives, her recent books have managed to introduce us to intimate existences that, at that level of intimacy, do not feel so far removed. And that is a great gift. Writer Anna Bodkin considers feeling things very important.
Every single iniquity in the world is committed out of a failure of love, as Coetzee put it.
Writer J.M. Coetzee.
The inability to love a thinking that's not like yours, to love a culture that's not like yours, to love people who you think are not like you, to love beyond your own reflection. Yeah, it all comes down to feeling.
I don't know if people can change without feeling something.
No, I don't think there is any reason to change.
Step by step across an African savanna or bobbing in a Senegalese skiff, Bodkin combines close observations with aphorisms, legends, and everyday exchanges.
I consider storytelling a kind of curatorship to encourage compassion. And maybe through this storytelling, I hope that we can challenge the reductive narrative of the world and also encourage love.
How do you encourage love?
By encouraging people to hear other stories. Imagine looking at the world through other eyes. Any story gives you another set of eyes. It allows you to be surprised, and I think a sense of astonishment and a sense of surprise are important to feel love.
Do you consider yourself an activist?
Probably, yeah.
Artists are wondering how to combine activism in their art and how to avoid being didactic or prescriptive?
Yes, definitely.
You found something.
Well, thank you. I think I'm still looking. You know, how do you stand up to your own inadequacy before the suffering of the world? Which I think is what artists grapple with, our own inadequacy to the pain. No matter what we do and no matter how much we do it, we are not bringing solutions or we're chinking away at something. But if we stopped, can you imagine how bland and uninspired our deaths would be?
Not to mention our lives. Anna Bodkin with Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.